Well, the Gin Academy was established for one reason, and just to be different and innovative on how you educate kids. And I would deal with them in three areas. It was attendance, behavior, and academics. And so I took that same model and I started the Gin Academy.
I thought it was important to come out to the Glenn Academy, to show these young men that there's men that's been in their position that have been successful, and that we can come back and give them advice from our journey to help them be successful, because the whole goal is we want them to be better men than us, you know. So that was big for me to come back and educate these guys. I don't know if you guys know about Isaiah Thomas or Avery Bradley. Those are guys from my community. It's only a select few to make it out of that city just because of the circumstance and how it's set up.
Browns players, that made me think a lot, like how I need to get on top of things, and I want to be on that level playing in the NFL. So, I just look up to what they have said, what they stay on top of, and just be the best I could be to hopefully live up to that potential.
We are the link from home to school, so there is nothing that we don't get involved in their life. We're actually on call 24 hours a day. I actually think there needs to be a Gin Academy philosophy everywhere, not just even in the urban schools. From the common sense to the classroom, they need redirection on just all levels of life. Somebody to talk to just to tell them, keep going, don't give up. I'm making them see a clearer picture every day. It's just vital to have somebody in their life directing them and redirecting them on a daily basis.
Time management is everything. I think if you can set aside your social life, your school life, and your football things, everything will fall into place.